This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American, they wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thanks so much for joining us. I always appreciate the time that you're spending with us. And I mean that sincerely. I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the convo. If you head up there, you can sign up for the email blast. We send out one a week. We let you know what's going on in the show and topics and potential guests and that kind of thing. And if you don't want to be notified by email, but how about text message? Real simple. We send out a text once a week. We send you a couple times a week, let you know. I don't try to sell you anything in it, just try to let you know when this show's starting and who we're going to have on and that kind of thing. Right? And again, it's just to keep you informed. One of the things is you need to be informed, you need to be engaged. Right? I mean, otherwise, I don't know. I don't know how to help you. You got to be able to have, you know, I get frustrated because I know what happens. You get into the party stuff, whether you're Republican, Democrat, whatever. You get into the party stuff, and then the next thing you know, you're spewing party line. It makes no sense whatsoever. Right? So I find this, you got to get informed. You got to get your own information. You got to get your own information together. Right? Come up with a reason as to why or why not. Make sure you can back it up on your own. And, you know, and then start the conversation. Otherwise, man, they nail us so often for the same stuff we get mad at them for. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. All right. You know, there are some things I believe that you can give somebody a leg up on or give them a little bit of a chance or what have you. But when it comes to engineering, no. No, 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 no. I want to know that the bridge that I'm going over, the building I'm in, you know, had the top dog, if you would, for an architect. When it comes to equality and some things, no thanks. Women at the University of Technology in Sydney, Australia, will be able to enter engineering construction degrees with a lower score on the admission test than their male counterparts. Now, the Sydney Morning Herald reported that UTS will allow the women to enter engineering construction degrees with a lower score than the male students. Women can score up to 10 points lower. 10 points lower. Come on. And still be admitted. And actually be admitted even though there might be 20 guys that have better scores than they do. As the Herald reported, many universities in the country allocated adjustment points based on disadvantages or illnesses and so on. And one was gender. Well, I don't understand what the disadvantages are. The city you grew up in? The fact that you only had one parent and didn't have two? Or maybe your parents got divorced late in life? You went to a crappy high school? I don't understand. Because there's plenty of people who had all those things in their lives and they still came out on top. Dr. Ardi Agarwal, Director of Women in Engineering at IT at UTS, told the Herald that that admitting women into programs, even with lower entry scores, would make the world a better place. These are these touchy-feely morons. No, I said it. I mean it. These are these touchy-feely morons. I do not want a surgeon that didn't score as high as somebody else operating on me because the world might be a better place. I don't want a pilot who scored less. They crashed fewer planes in the simulator because they're a woman, and it'll make the world a better place. Lots of research has shown that teams are more productive when they are gender balanced. They come up with better ideas, better solutions. But on this particular case, there was no research. None could be cited. Now, do I believe in diversity in groups? Sure, I do. I don't know if gender balance is the way to go. But shouldn't it be gender balanced, color balanced, maybe height, size, fat, non-fat? Well, let's not stop there. How about gay, lesbian, transgender? Shouldn't these teams just be made up of people? What do you think? We women ride in cars. We use public transportation. We do all kinds of things, she added. If they are only being designed and engineered by one gender, then the requirements and needs of the other gender can be missed a bit. All right, so you work as teams, right? I mean, seriously, if you do not have what it takes to be a high-rise engineer, I don't want you as one. I don't care what you have for parts and pieces or what gender you are. See, this is where it goes all sideways for them. Are you also referring to people who identify as female? Who identify as women? Or do they have to be cisgen women? Which is it? Just ask it. Anyway, Agarwal told the Herald that the lower bar for women was expected to increase female participation in the programs by 10%. She also emphasized that even though the entry bar was lowered, women would still have to complete the programs just as men do. Okay, great. Wonderful. So, this again, I say to you, why not let the best of the best of the best bring them in? What do you think? That's what I want. And I don't care what sex you are. Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more crazy stories on the other side of the break. We'll be right back. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code RADIO. You heard right. Take Proactive MD, plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Oh, this is the worst looking hat I ever saw. Well, you buy a hat like this, I bet you get a free bowl of soup, huh?
Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with us. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. Head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live. You can listen live. You can take the poll. There's a bunch of things you can do up there on the website. Okay, let's get to it. You know, and again, if you want to get our text messages, you don't want the emails, fine. Text messages, TRS to 77222. Send TRS to 77222. Okay. Let's get that up there. All right. So we're talking about women engineers. Right now in Australia, they're going to lower the entry requirements, in essence, lower the entry scores for a woman to get into the engineering. Now, I don't know. I have a hard time with that. It's engineering. You know, it's not construction 101. It's engineering. Big difference. Big deal. So I just don't know why. If we constantly hear about equality, we constantly hear about everybody should get a fair shake, we constantly hear about this stuff, and yet the loons on the left are constantly pushing to give women a leg up, blacks, Asians, Hispanics, transgender, gay, lesbian. The only one they keep leaving out is the white guy or the white lady. And actually, that's not even true. Because as long as she's a woman, she's going to get pulled along a little bit too, right? Seriously. There you go, Carlo. Somebody said, where's the late night liberal white woman shows? Well, there is that one. You can't stand her. Nasty, nasty woman. And why are they all nasty? That's the other question I have. When you see the talk shows with some of them, political ones, though, they're always so nasty. Well, even The View, nasty. She goes on to say that the decision would not lower the quality of graduates. She says, I really cannot stress this enough. We are not taking people who don't deserve to be here. Really? But what about the guy that does better? He scores higher. He does better all the way around. He loses. Honestly, right? He loses. If a woman require a lower score to get into the programs, how would it only be a matter of time before program standards are lowered? Or won't it? Because if they get in, they can't keep up, and they drop out, that's going to look bad. So they're going to have to fix it. And once women struggle to complete the degree, will the university accept that women generally just aren't that interested in STEM fields? Maybe that's it. Maybe that's the bigger part of it. There's not enough competition. Look, Tammy and I were in the computer world, the technology field, for years. I don't mean 5 or 6. I'm talking, 12, 15, 20 plus years. We couldn't get any females to show up on certain days when we opened up the shop. We had a thing called Groundhog Shadow Day where we allowed students to come in and check out the different careers that we had. Because even though we were a technology shop, we had more than that. We had a web department. We had an accounting department. So we had all these departments that people could step into and see truly what it was all about, what it was like. So I don't know. I mean, to think that this is the best thing to do, I do not have the studies. I do not have the degree or whatever to say yay or nay to this, but it doesn't seem to make sense. And their only fallback that they keep coming back to is it's a male-dominated field, and they want more women in it. Then entice more women to show up. Don't entice them by lowering the score. Entice them by showing them the great things that they can build, they can be part of, that they can, work on the design of. Why is it so bad to go that way with these things? Why do we always have to be doing stuff in such a fashion that we're giving them a leg up, in essence, right? It doesn't make any sense to me. All right, let's see. I think we got one here that I'd love you to listen to. So we're at it again. And it never stops. California, again, 255,000 voters. There's a problem with their registration, voter registration. When is that going to stop? There were over 80,000, 880, there were over 80,000 duplicate voter records when it was recently audited through the motor voter system. That was the biggest culprit. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Right? To me, it's always amazing. So One American News Network did a short piece on it. I think I can run this. I can get through this. I hope I can get through this.
171,000 cases of
a
Newsday audit uncovered some 84,000 duplicate records at the Department of Motor Vehicles. Worse yet, there were over double that, 171,000 cases of voters assigned to the wrong political party.
Wow. I can't imagine. What makes you think that would happen?
113-page audit only examined the first 5 months of the new program, meaning it's likely to discover even more serious errors before the end of the year. The report calls on state officials to give the entire system an overhaul to prevent any further registration mistakes. Secretary of State Alex Padilla, who has pushed hard for the program, says these errors created additional workloads for already overworked state employees. He added the mistakes threatened public confidence in the program.
No kidding! So if they're already overworked, why do you give them more work to do? If they're already overworked, why put a system in front of them that's going to do nothing but cause them problems? And as you just said, extra work. Why would you do that to them? The heck is wrong with you? No, we know it's screwed up. We deal with it every time the election comes about. Tammy and I are very close to these things. And we know about voter fraud. We've seen it. We've been with people who've gone to vote or know of people that have gone to vote and couldn't vote because somebody already did it that morning. That's voter fraud. And we've known about the 60,000-plus duplicate registrations for a long time. Now it's at 84,000 and even more. I don't think Padilla will do anything. I don't think the Dems would do anything about it because who usually ends up on top with voter fraud? You figure it out.
Part of the problem with the program is that...
Well, we'll do more of this on Inside the Break. Joe Messina, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. Go heat up your drink or cool off your drink, whatever you're doing, and come on back. We've got a lot more coming up after the break. You're listening to The Real Side. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state, until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Deadly Hurricane Dorian causing catastrophic damage. At least five people killed in the Bahamas. when the storm hits as a Cat 5. Now it weakens slightly and heads toward the U.S. The outer bands hitting Florida right now, with wind and waves picking up. Other areas, the Georgia coast, the Carolinas, and Virginia, could see lots and lots of rain. 3 million people ordered to evacuate coastal areas.
I would not take any chances with this one.
The governor of Georgia, Republican Brian Kemp, ordering a mandatory evacuation in 6 coastal counties.
Brian, Chatham, Camden, Glenn, Liberty, and McIntosh County, starting at noon today. It also threatens to bring a very dangerous storm surge of 3 to 6 feet.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses, and you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure. You were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple. And no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
But we have to pass the bill so that you can find out what is in it away from the fog of the controversy.
My daddy served in the army. We lost his right eye, but he flew a flag out in our yard. Till the day that he died, he wanted my mother, my brother, my sister, and me to grow up and live happy in the land of the free. Now this nation that I love is falling under attack. A mighty sucker punch came flying in from somewhere in the back. Soon as we could see clearly through our big black eye, man, we lit up your world like the 4th of July.
We are back.
Put your name at the top of his list.
Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time that you spend with us on the air and the chat room, texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. Look, get involved. Please get involved. Head up to the website, okay, realsci.com. You can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. There's a lot more you can do there, too, including give me your email address, okay? If you give me your email address, I only send one email a week out, so I don't try to make you nuts with it. I'm not trying to get you, to sign up for stuff. Yeah, we do let you know who's going to be on the show. We let you know what we're going to be talking about. But the reality is it's more so you can decide whether this is a message you want to hear or be part of. I like the government. I don't force anything on you. You decide on your own whether this is something you want to partake of, right? So anyway, before we went to break, we were talking about the audit, California audit that was done, because frankly, people don't trust the California voting rolls. And we've been involved with this for Tammy and I for years. And we have seen firsthand what happens when people come in to vote and somebody's already voted for them, somebody's already signed in, somebody's already checked the box for them. We knew there was going to be a problem when the motor voter rolls went in. Nobody wanted to hear it. But, seriously, when you think about it, who benefits from this for real? Who's the one that benefits from these kind of things? So I'm going to play it one more time because I want you to know what's going on. And I don't want to disjoint it to the point where it doesn't make any sense, okay? Well, this is One American News Network. And they do a whole, they've done a couple of stories on this now. But this lays it out in plain simple English. If you can't get this, maybe, I don't know, maybe you shouldn't be voting, you shouldn't be driving, I don't know. We'll think a whole bunch of good stuff.
California's massively flawed motor voter system strikes again. A new state audit uncovered some 84,000 duplicate records at the Department of Motor Vehicles. Worth
not 8,400, 84,000 duplicate. You think this should be a no-brainer for a computer system to pick up and work through? Unless they don't want it to. That's really what it boils down to.
Yet, there were over double that, 171,000 cases of voters assigned to the wrong political party.
Now, how do you get assigned, do you think, to the wrong political party? Let me tell you what. I have been down on several occasions to when they swear in the new citizens, right? Now, I don't know if they're the only ones running in, but the SEIU is one of the unions that actually runs the setup down there in L.A. County. So when people get sworn in, they come out, they pick up their paperwork. They also pick up their voter registration, you know, the form. Now, I have personally seen firsthand where the form is already has Democrat checked off on it. Let that sink in. So the SEIU sets the place up. They designate who sits where. We get Republicans, Democrats, and other, you know, other parties there. I think it's 141 parties in California. And yet Democrats already checked off on the voter registration form. Because, you know, if you're talking to people who don't really understand English, they think they have a grasp on it, or they may have a little grasp on it, and you look at them and say, well, you want democracy, don't you? You don't want a dictatorship like for where you came from. You don't want communism like where you came from. You want democracy. That's a Democrat. Oh, but hey, if they got such a great product, why do they consistently have to cheat to win? I don't get it.
The 113-page audit only examined the first 5 months of the new program, meaning it's likely to discover even more serious errors before the end of the year. The report calls on state officials to give the entire system an overhaul to prevent any further registration mistakes.
Right. And they'll get right on that, because I'm going to tell you what, when you check those, when you check to see what party those people belong to, I'll give you a first guess.
Secretary of State Alex Padilla, who has pushed hard for the program, says these errors created additional workloads for already overworked state employees.
Oh.
He added the mistakes threatened public confidence in the program. Part of the problem with the program is that it was rushed into service 3 months ahead of schedule to be ready for the June 2018 primaries, which didn't give developers enough time to work out its issues. California's motor voter system was created in 2015 with the goal of automatically registering residents to vote when they renewed their driver's licenses.
Yeah, right. So again, we're forcing people to register. What if somebody doesn't want to vote? What if they don't want to register? Do they still get their driver's license? Or does somebody fill in the box for them, maybe?
But it's been riddled with issues since then, from duplicating registrations to switching voters' political parties to even allowing non-citizens to register to vote.
No, they said that would never happen. They said there were safeguards in place. I mean, seriously, whenever the government says, no, we can assure you nothing will go wrong, you can be assured that something will go wrong. It's really that simple.
In one instance last October, around 1,500 non-citizens were mistakenly registered to vote. But that's not the only case, and the Secretary of State's office admitted there are illegal aliens living in California who are now successfully registered to vote, with nothing to stop them but their own conscience.
Oh yeah, that works out well. What could go wrong? Remember that commercial on TV, what could go wrong, right? I mean, seriously. These people really, this is what would happen in the rest of the country if you let the Democrats back into Congress, back in the Senate, and back in the White House. They would be like a bunch of frat boys that just got a key to the girls' locker room. Really, totally out of control. They're out of control here. They're out of audit. There's no safeguards in place for this. And Alex Padilla, hard hardcore left-wing, I'll stop short of saying socialist, okay?
This latest audit follows a report in May that found a loophole in California's laws that allows voters to cast two ballots. First noticed back in 2016, the problem gives vote-by-mail Californians the chance to come in and vote at the polls in person as well. So far, the error has allowed hundreds of residents to literally vote twice in California elections. The solution is simple, and though Alex Padilla has been made aware of the issue, he refuses to address it.
Are we surprised? So Alex Padilla knows that people are voting twice. He knows that they have the, but he won't do anything about it. He won't fix it. This is why, if you want honest elections, if you want it done the right way, California needs a total governmental overhaul. And not that I trust them much more, but they need total Republicans running the state house in California. They need a total clean out, a total wipeout, and this needs to be fixed. This is wrong. It is wrong to let illegals vote. It is wrong to let people vote twice. Why wouldn't Padilla? That's part of his job, is to clean up the mess. What's his problem? I wonder.
Until the loophole in California's voting system is fixed, it will continue to be exploited, possibly affecting or even altering the outcomes of elections across the state. And with the next presidential primary fast approaching, legislators have just months to correct the problem. Pearson Sharp, One America News.
You know, I got to think, well, you know, One America News does a great job at this stuff. So, but here's the deal. You know, when you look at this information, and we've been screaming about this for a long time. This is really, truly, honestly, this is nothing new. We've been screaming about this for a long time. But as long as the Democrats keep control of the state house here, none of this will ever get fixed. No one will even look into it. All right. Oh, AOC's back. I saw something over the weekend I thought was just wonderful. I was quite excited about it. And you're going to have to wait till the other side of the break for me to tell you. Joe Mancini, your host, just on the Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more coming up in just a few minutes. Heat up your coffee and come on back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$5,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
You know, you two girls have everything. You're tall and short and slim and stout and blonde and brunette. And that's just the kind of a girl I crave.
Hey, man. I don't feel like going to school no more. Me neither. You can't let me go. So wait, I know.
We are back.
Yeah.
You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. This is why, oh no, I'll do that in a minute. I can do this AOC thing. It's so much fun. You know, growing up in Boston, I can tell you that I can't tell you about other police departments as much, but the Boston cops were not... they were good guys, but, man, there was no playing around, okay? And the guys who were even tougher, they kind of look like the Gestapo when they walk up to your car, is the Massachusetts State Police. They were even worse. There was no fooling around. They pulled you over. You were getting a ticket. There was a reason for it. And they weren't getting on the car unless they were writing a ticket. So AOs, I don't know if you know this, but they had their straight pride parade. Of all places in Boston this weekend. Reason why? Because it's legal. That's right. Couldn't say no to them. So AOC slammed a straight pride parade in Boston on Saturday. She said, for what she said appeared to be a lack of women. She called it an I struggle with masculinity parade. For men who are allegedly so proud of being straight that they seem to show real incompetence at attracting women to their event. Now, Ocasio wrote, along with a retweet of footage from the march, seems more like, I struggle with masculinity parade for me. Which is really funny, because when you actually looked at the parade, not quite what she said it was. That's the funny thing about it. The straight parade was met with counter-protesters, reportedly led to a handful of officers suffering injuries. Here's the funny thing about it. When you looked at it, they were arresting Antifa members, okay? They were slamming, arresting, tying up. I thought it was great. It was about time somebody started arresting those little wimps. Now, the controversial rally held in downtown area led to a clash between the Super Happy Fun America, the group that organized the parade, and protesters who criticized the event as homophobic. See what they do? See what they do there? Boston Police Department said it plans to review officers' use of force during the demonstrations and will also look into reports of four officers who suffered non-life-threatening injuries. Yeah, they'll look into it, all right. Look, the minute you push back, you don't do what they tell you to do, then you are open to have anything happen to you. 200 people marched in a straight parade to celebrate traditional families, defend heterosexuality. That's according to a left, hardcore left rag. Marchers were reportedly outnumbered along the parade route by thousands of protesters who gathered behind police barricades near City Hall. Parade participants held up signs promoting pro-military, pro-Trump messages, including support our troops, build the wall, and crime will fall. I like that. Counter-protesters hit back, marchers with a chance of their own. All right, get off our streets. No justice, no peace. Protesters said, all right, get off our streets. That belongs to them now? So that means that if you, again, this is proof positive. If you don't believe what they want you to believe, then they come out against you. And then they made the mistake of turning on the cops. The group that's there to protect them. This is where they just don't get it. They really believe they can do anything they want to do. They were chanting, who do you serve? Who do you protect? Americans. That's who they serve. That's who they protect. I'm outraged by the idea that straight people need a parade. Need a pride parade. Parade attendee Shoshana Ehrlich told a local news source, "We're not an oppressed majority by any stretch of the imagination. This is full of hate and offensive. Of course it is." according to the event organizer group website, the purpose of the straight pride parade was to achieve inclusivity and spread awareness of issues impacting straights in the greater Boston area. The group claims it advocates on behalf of the straight community in order to build respect. Milo, remember him? We've had him on the show. Ianopoulos, openly gay right-wing political commentator and writer, was the Grand Marshal. Isn't that great? The Saturday March was also condemned by Representative Ayanna Pressley. Of course it was. She had nothing else to do. Who represents the Boston area, the Democrat congresswoman slammed the event as a hate march. GY, the allies and accomplices who stood in the gap, laid their bodies in a line today in front of the LGBT hate march, Pressley said in the statement Saturday, to everyone feeling unseen and vulnerable today, we got you. Right, except for the white guy. You don't have him. You're not interested. You don't have everybody. You're not interested in inclusivity. You're not really interested in equality. It's just a line of bunk. Sounds good, but that's it. On Sunday, Boston police confirmed 36 people had been arrested. They are due to be arraigned in a municipal court. You know what? When you go after any one of these people, Boston cop or what have you, you deserve what you got coming to you. Really that simple. And then AOC. Don't you love it? She's got. Is it so she can feel relevant? I don't really understand. We respect the rights of individuals to protest and take part of the democratic process. However, that right never trumps acts of violence or behavior that creates a risk for other participants. We're reviewing each arrest. And we'll let you... You know what? I don't care. Don't review them. Just take them in front of the judge. Judge will figure it out. They're usually pretty smart. The you know, here's one that'll drive the left crazy. Somebody will fight this somewhere, I'm sure. And of all places, Colorado University. Their Board of Regents recently voted to create a civics certificate program and other initiatives designed to increase student proficiency in the subject of taking courses on founding documents. You know, like the Constitution and the Declaration. God forbid we shouldn't teach them about those things, right? We don't want them to know too much about their freedoms and their rights. Several proposals, which were approved during the June meeting, have tasked the undergraduate University of Colorado campus to develop plans to offer students a more comprehensive civics education. Oh, comprehensive. Oh, do they not have it now? Do they not have, well, from what I've seen, you're right. They probably don't have it. The four civics proposals were introduced during the February board meeting. And it was, and of course, it was introduced by a Republican regent. The four parts included a request for each campus to begin a civic certificate program with classes available by 2020. I mean, they haven't had them all this time. This is sad. Right? They want them ready for the Denver and the Colorado Springs campuses to include a civics course as part of an online student program. We seem to be in a period of time when there's just an awful lot of unpleasant disagreement and fighting among people with different ideas, not approaching it in a civil way. Well, that's because they don't know anything about. They really, truly don't know anything about the Constitution. Don't you find it interesting? I love it when Stephen Crowder goes out and people will say, you know, it's unconstitutional. Well, where is it? Where does it say that? They don't know. They don't have a clue. We want to suggest that we have a very good system of government here that worked for over 200 years. People need to get back to saying, hey, this worked. Right? And that's the other thing. Work it through. Don't just look at each other and say, no, that's not going to happen or it's not going to work. Anyhow, we felt like the other two campuses, we wanted to see more focus on actual founding documents. The Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the Declaration, the Federalist Papers. These are all curse words in most colleges today. But how do they know what their rights are? How do they know where and how they can engage unless they truly know what the Constitution says about these things? Here's another one that you're going to love. This is going to make your skin crawl. At least my people it will. The University of South Carolina for years has ignored a state law requiring state-funded colleges and universities to make a course on documents fundamental to the founding of the United States as a graduation requirement. So in other words, they simply ignored the state law. A state-funded university ignored state law. The law was originally passed in 1924. However, in 2014, USC President Harris Pastides sent a letter to the South Carolina Republican State Senator Lawrence Grooms, calling the statute requirements, which include studying the Constitution, archaic. We don't need to do that anymore. Sure, we don't need to know what the Constitution says. Let's keep the people stupid. I'm saying that, not him. The bill makes several requirements of public colleges, including the instruction of essential founding documents and of course, proficiency exam. Oh, my God, there's the exam. That always scares them. But if you don't know why our founding fathers wrote the papers, what were in them, why they did what they did, the way they did it, you think this is all craziness. You think it all is as they think now. It's a bunch of old white guys that sat down to create their own dynasties. Not what they created. Does anybody know what they gave up? Do these kids have a clue as to what they gave up? Probably not. Come and see your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Really appreciate the time you're spending with us. Remember, head over to the website, buy a t-shirt, buy a coffee mug, buy the book, buy something, or donate. Either one works for me. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. God bless. Have a great rest of the day.